Welcome to Security Guy Radio at Black Hat 2016. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Mandana Jawahiri. I'm with Savius.
And what does Savius do?
Well, Savius has been in business for over 25 years.
Really? 25? No, I have heard of that name. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, actually, we changed our name from Wild Packets to Savius a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And the reason was because we were getting into security and we thought it reflects where we are going better. So we changed the name to Savius. We've been expert in network troubleshooting, mostly network visibility and diagnostics.
For basic functionality, that's what you did before.
Yes, okay. That's what we did before,
right.
Purely networking. So
right.
Providing network visibility and performance diagnostics for our customers. And then a year and a half ago, we applied our expertise in networking into security, and we came up with our first security appliance called Savius Vigil.
Now, it's very interesting because you've been the people that have been monitoring a network
yes.
for 20 years.
Yes.
That's the nuts and bolts, keeping it up and running. Seems like just a natural switch to go into the security part of it.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know how it works.
Yes,
yeah.
We know how it works, and also we know how important network is into security investigations. We complement other products in incident response, so we are not replacing other products that they provide log or host or memory forensics, but we are just adding network forensics into the mix.
Interesting. Now, explain for my nieces and nephews who can't even work a cell phone what forensics means. It's obvious because it means a little different thing to different people.
Yes, for sure. So what we do is we capture and store network traffic, which is relevant to security investigations. So the thing is when you're doing a network forensics and when we're talking about 20 gig, 40 gig, 100 gig of traffic,
right.
there is no way to store every single packet because it's not practical. It's going to be too expensive.
Right.
And when you want to look for something you're interested in, it's going to take you forever to actually find what you're looking for.
That's a good point. I didn't realize that we're running out of storage is
yes,
one
running
of the challenges.
Out
of, yeah.
Yes, running out of the storage and also the amount of traffic we're talking about is a lot. So if someone wants to find something they're interested in, it's going to take them a long time.
Right.
So we want to make security professionals more efficient by only storing the relevant network data to security alerts that they actually care about and they need to investigate.
Now define what that means. What would relevant be? Is it defined by the user, by the way? Or in other words, does your client say, this is relevant to me, please save this? Or do you guys have the standard?
So it's kind of both. We integrate with IDS, IPS, or SIM vendors, and they all generate security alerts, as
right.
you know. And each company owns a set of those products. So we basically augment the existing security systems. So we integrate with them all, and they generate alerts. And in real time, while they're generating the alerts, we tap into the same segment of the network, we capture network packets, we capture the security alerts that they're generating, and we correlate and we automate the data collection for those security alerts, and only keep those into the storage for a longer period of time instead of saving every single packet.
Right.
But also the user has the option of saying, well, I want to monitor my credit card server all the time.
Right.
So they can just put an IP address for that server and capture everything. Or I want to look at all my DNS traffic or my FTP traffic. I want to know what people are sending over FTP. So I want to monitor that traffic all the time. So they have the option to actually put those criteria in and just capture the packets for that.
Now, you say you integrate with these other programs that are already on somebody's network.
Mm-hmm.
Why are those other programs doing security? Are they just a very specific function? In other words, there's so many things on a network that, mm-hmm. you know, one guy's capturing logs, one guy's looking at bandwidth, one guy's looking at video, mm-hmm. different products, I mean,
yes.
right? So Savius is able to integrate with all those separate softwares and then pull data out of that to say, hey, listen, this one guy keeps sending out a video every Tuesday at 2:00. That might mean something. Is that a good way to say it?
It might, but the focus is really also on the security alerts that these intrusion detection or prevention systems generate, right? And what we do we get those alerts and we buffer the entire network traffic for 5 minutes. So when the alerts comes in and highlights, let's say, IP addresses or the time frame that the alert actually triggered, we go back and look at all the conversations between those two IP addresses or any other IP addresses that they had conversation in that 5 minutes buffer, and we just save those conversation into the storage instead of saving everything. But gives you is not only you would have access to the information from the time that the alert triggered, but also you would have it before the alert triggered, so you know what actually led into that alert.
Right, so the data is, when it says it's being buffered, like on the radio show, I buffer the broadcast, so if somebody says a bad word, I push the button and it doesn't go out. This is a little different. In other words, you're not slowing the traffic down.
No.
You're just, not the actual traffic, but you're capturing and slowing down a view of it.
Yes.
Right? So,
yes.
So I can now I say, listen, I see this view in slow motion. Now I can do something to respond.
Yes. So,
okay.
The idea is these security systems, they generate a lot of alerts, right?
Right.
But in reality, the security professionals, they can't really look at every single alert.
No, it's billions of things.
Yeah, too many of them, right? And we know every single alert that you don't investigate, it can eventually become a breach, even if the severity is low.
Right.
We saw it in the Target, for example,
Yeah.
Because FireEye actually triggered the alert, but the severity was low, and they didn't investigate it, right? So what happens is, in our case, we automate that network data collection. So it's much easier for the security professional to go and investigate them instead of going and finding the packet for every single alert and then investigate, right?
Right.
So we just make them more efficient. And also, when the breach happened, if it happens, which we know it does, a lot of times the actual attack starts months ago. Like we were talking
That's
about
right.
3 months,
somebody
6 months
told me
ago,
about that. Right.
So another advantage of our solution is because we don't capture every single packet, just the relevant packets, we can give you packets from 6 months ago or even a year ago that you would need for investigating a security breach.
Now, what if a packet you don't capture winds up to be a threat? Is that a possibility?
Yes, that's a possibility, but again, because of the number of alerts you're getting per second, the chance of us having some network data around that security breach is still pretty high.
Oh, in other words, you might have a part of a multiple chain.
Exactly.
That makes sense, yeah.
Let's say because, it was a zero-day attack, right?
Right.
So you don't have an alert, but because you had many other alerts in that time period, the chance of having some network traffic, it's still pretty high.
Now, can the user, the client, do anything to configure this? In other words, say, listen, Savius, I just want this thing over here. I don't really care about people stealing my email. I don't care about stealing videos. I care about, you know, this directory over here that has all my... It has the recipe for Coca-Cola in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
Yes.
So can you go down to that narrow view, or is it have to be a wide net?
No. We can, user can filter out the traffic they want to capture.
Okay.
They can say, okay, exclude all these traffic I don't care about.
Right.
And only capture these traffic. And also even on the alerts, they can say, I only care about this security alerts at this level of severity, don't capture everything else. So user has complete control and flexibility on what they like to capture and not.
So the reason I bring that up, it's funny, but my website wasn't hacked, because hacks means they won, right? That means
mm-hmm.
they got in.
Yes.
But they tried to get in 20,000 times,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And my little radio shows, nothing to hack, right? If you want to steal my shows and listen to them, please do, right? But what made me think about your product was, let's say I was a big organization and I'm getting hundreds and hundreds of different types of attacks from different places, but all I care about is that guy last week that was in France.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he was in France somewhere, we know.
Yes.
And I would want to turn off everything else because I want to catch this guy.
Yes.
And anything related to that guy is mm-hmm. all I want to see.
Yes.
Can I filter out all those other things and just look at one attack
yes.
and monitor it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So
that's
basically putting an IP address, even range from friends, even if you don't know that specific IP
address. That's right. Maybe there's a range,
yes,
right?
You can put a range in, and that's all you monitor. You don't have to monitor everything.
And I'm not going to compromise my network totally, because that data is still coming in. Maybe I have to go back in an archive and find it. Now, do you create, I know you can't save everything, but do you create some kind of an archive? So let's say I filtered out everybody except the guy going off my website. In the background, are you still capturing the other packets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
So it's constantly capturing.
Right.
And we are passive, so we don't have any impact on your network.
Good. Doesn't slow anything down?
Nothing. Right. Yes.
Is there anything going on in the world of legislation where the government's trying to butt their nose into these things and say you can or can't do something?
Well, that's interesting you mentioned that, because we were in Munich for our partner conference a couple of months ago, and we realized how privacy is important, for example, for
the German.
It's
different in every company. Oh,
yeah. Especially we learned that Germany has the most strict law that you cannot keep information, packet network information, for more than 30 days.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
It's crazy, and one of the promises of our product is that you need to actually be able to keep the information for 6 months, for a year, because a lot of the time breaches, they actually get initiated long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
So we were trying to have this argument with them that our product doesn't actually capture everything, just captures what really matters for the security professionals, right?
What did they say, nine?
Yes, nine, exactly. But what they say is, well, true, but still what you're capturing is people's privacy and private information. But the thing is, what about when you get hacked, when you get breached,
right?
Then all that information is in the hand of the bad guys. Which
That's
one do you prefer? For you to have it, or for someone to steal the information?
Now, can you work around that by saying, we're saving it on a server in Burbank? Or does it, because in other words, if you're not saving it in country, does it matter? I don't know.
Well, I don't think it matters, but actually I take it back, because it's when you use it.
Oh, I see.
You know, so you can't really use the information.
So the guy in Germany couldn't log into Burbank and get
on. Yeah, so maybe if they hire someone in the U.S. to do the investigation for them and report to them, maybe that works. But you know, we are also working on re-encrypting the data ourselves afterwards, because one of the problem is when you decrypt, and you don't want to, of course, save the data decrypted. You want to be able to encrypt it for security purposes. But then if you don't decrypt, which would be fine for our product because we can still save it.
That's right.
But then later on when they want to investigate, the keys are actually gone. The certificates expired. So how people would be able to do that? So we have a lot of work going
These
on.
These are tricky challenges. In California, we have a lot of strict PII law, personally identifiable information. And if you have a breach, it can cost you up, I think it's $1,500 per person.
Yes.
So Target, you know, if they got 1 million customers, that's a lot of dough.
Yes.
In California, you're going to get fined.
Yes, for sure.
And they do the same thing. They say, you can't use certain data a certain way. Not as restrictive as Germany.
Yes.
But I find, I was talking to Cisco a couple weeks ago, same kind of challenge. Some countries don't let you capture video.
No.
Well, I want a picture of the terrorist. No, can't do it.
Yes.
I think they're all going to wake up pretty soon and say,
well,
we got to do it.
Yeah. They need to. Like,
It's got to be a balance.
No way, no. Yes,
and I'm not for Big Brother, obviously.
Yes, of course.
But I'm for a little bit of Big Brother. There's got to be some balance in that.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, for sure.
Well, give us your name one more time.
Mandana Javaheri.
And the company website?
Savius.com.
Thanks for coming on Security Guerrillas.
Thank you so much.
Really good conversation. Thanks.
Thank you.
Right.